always say it's a fearful thing to stand up here. I don't never stand up here to be seen. Don't want to be seen. Don't want to be heard. Just want the Lord to be uplifted. Maybe very short tonight. I don't know. I just got one scripture, one chapter actually. It's over in Psalms 124 that I want to read, and maybe just have a thought or two there on it. But I appreciate what's already been said and what's already been read. Appreciate what Trevor read, and what Mark was bringing out in what he said there. Christ came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. When we realized we were already condemned before Christ came, we already was facing a death sentence before Christ came. We were already found guilty before Christ came. And we have to realize that he didn't come into this world to condemn us. He came into this world that the world through him might be saved. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that getting brought out tonight for just what I've got to read. And like I say, I may be very short. May just read this, I don't know, and I may preach for 2 hours. I don't know. But I'm going to follow the Lord tonight. I really am. I'm thankful for how he works things out and how he lets us know that when we're on the right path of things. But I want to read this scripture here in the 124th chapter of Psalms. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, I hope you can already see the connection in what was read to what God gave us. The Lord didn't come into this world to condemn us. We was already caught in that snare. We was already condemned. We were right there in the almost into the hands of the fowler. He had us in his snare. But you know what? This is where my heart was. If it had not been the Lord. If it hadn't been the Lord, I thought about in my life, Mark, and I thought about since I've been saved, and all I could keep going over, and Trevor, you were mentioning some things every night, and you was remembering what it was like before you got saved. You was remembering some things, and if you would have died in that condition, you said you'd have went to hell. And the things you faced, and I got to thinking about those things this season, and this scripture, when it came to my heart, I was thinking on it. You know, if it had not been the Lord, and I got to thinking, if it had not been the Lord, I'd die a lost 12-year-old boy and went to hell. If it had not been the Lord, for every trial, Earlene, that I faced, everything CD I went through, I'd have never got delivered. If it had not been the Lord, there'd have been no hope. Because just like what was already said, he came not into the world to condemn the world because we was already condemned. We was already caught in our sins. We was already guilty and facing the sentence of death upon our life. If it had not been the Lord, hey, me and you couldn't have got saved. If it had not been the Lord, Cheryl, hey, there was no other that was worthy. Hey, to take my condemnation. And he said that he didn't come into the world to condemn us, but that the world through him might be saved. If it had not been the Lord, we'd still be lost. That's what I was got to thinking on this season.
hadn't been him calling,
there wasn't another life worthy.
There wasn't another man found acceptable in the eyes of the Father but his own son.
If it had not been the Lord, where would you be tonight?
If it had not been the Lord.
What a thing to examine in your life.
I urge you to sit down and just to go back in your life and just to look over how God's led you through this world.
You reminisced in some things this morning, Matt, how God brought you through. And if it had not been the Lord, this young man may not be saved right now. If it had not been the Lord.
Amen. It ain't what we do, it's what He does.
It wasn't our righteousness that pulled us out of the pits of hell.
Trevor was texting me this week, this very scripture that he stood and read tonight. And he said, I've just been thinking so much on that.
How God so loved the world. How God saved a young man like him. If it hadn't been the Lord, son, it wouldn't be no good. If it hadn't been the Lord, it wouldn't last.
If it hadn't been the Lord, it'd be temporary.
If it hadn't been the Lord, it wouldn't last for eternity.
If it hadn't been the Lord, I wouldn't have hope beyond this world.
But guess what? It's the Lord.
As David was writing this about the deliverance of God, how God delivered him. You go read through some of these Psalms of David. You go read through the things and you read how God delivered David's life in so many different ways. And David never failed to thank Him for it.
Because David knew. When David went into battle, Matt, you know what he done? He consulted the Lord. When David, he said, Lord, should we go into this battle? The Lord said, when you hear the sound of the going in the mulberries, hey, when you feel the sweet breeze blowing through, I'll give you the sign that it's time.
Had been the Lord, David would have died in the first battle he ever faced. When the lion and the bear came out against his flock, David would have died. If it hadn't been the Lord, David would have never stood in front of the lion.
If it hadn't been the Lord, God would have never been able to use him to lead God's people. If it hadn't been the Lord, the glory of the Lord that departed from the people of Israel over there that day.
When Hophni and Phinehas and Eli, and let the house of God get in disarray.
If it hadn't been the Lord, when the Philistines took the ark of God over there that day, if it hadn't been the Lord, they'd have never got it back. Hey, if it hadn't been the Lord, hey, when man was condemned down in the garden to face hell, if it hadn't been, what did he do? If it hadn't been the Lord, we'd never had the breath of life breathed in our nostrils and became a living soul. Hey, but you want me to tell you one thing? If it hadn't been for man,
if it hadn't have been for me, if it hadn't have been for our sins, we'd have had it made, wouldn't we?
Because what did man do? He had everything perfect, everything wonderful, laid right there in his lap in the garden. And what did we do with it?
I say we.
I'm just as guilty as Adam. I've got the same nature. We lost what God gave us there that day. And truly, never deserving to ever have it back. If it hadn't been for the Lord, He loved us enough. For God so loved the world, son, when we didn't deserve to feel His presence, when we didn't deserve to have His salvation, He loved us enough to give His Son. If it hadn't been the Lord, man, you'd be in hell. We think we do so much. All we could have done is mess things up today.
And all He ever done was loved us enough to fix it.
If it hadn't been the Lord, you'd go to hell.
Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. The very thing
that had us caught. We escaped from it.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
You ain't going to escape. You're stuck in that snare. If it hadn't been for the Lord, you know how we escape? Through faith in the darling Son of God. So if it hadn't been for the Lord, Satan had his grip on you. He had his grip on me. And we'd be in the hell today.
I like it when he says that we've escaped. He said of the snare of the fowlers, the snare is broken, and we are escaped. I'm not hoping I'm going to make it, church. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, Jay.
I know where I'm headed. Amen. And I know who my Redeemer is. If it hadn't been for the Lord, I wouldn't have that hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. So everything that we lay our eyes on, we can't put our hope in. We can't put our trust in.
If it hadn't been for the Lord, all we could trust in is what we see.
If it hadn't been for the Lord, I couldn't put my faith in something. It was unseen.
The substance of something that was hoped for in my life, and the evidence of something that wasn't seen.
That meant for the Lord, I wouldn't have peace in my soul today, knowing if I drop dead right here in front of you, that everything's all right.
Knowing that I'm okay.
The Lord comes back in the next minute, the next second, the next half a second, it'll be all right. But if it hadn't been for the Lord, I couldn't say that, wouldn't it? If it hadn't been for the Lord, that little boy that I was at 12 years old, laying in that bed, scared to death that I was going to lift my eyes in hell when I died and went to that place. If it hadn't been for the Lord coming by, I wouldn't have escaped from the hand of the fowler. I can look back today and I'm not scared of it no more. And I'm not scared. Why? That snare's been broken. It can't catch me no more. I can't go to hell. Because you're so righteous, preacher, you know, because there's one that moved down on the inside of me. And he broke the snare. And I can't unbelieve in him.
I can't back up on whose I am. If it hadn't been for the Lord, there wouldn't be that hope. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless,
but I will come.
The Comforter will come. I preached it one time at Bethesda. I will come.
There's no kind of halting or ifs, ands, maybes, buts in that. I will come.
And I've mentioned it before, I still remember Keith Canby sitting in that church that night,
lost man that I've been witnessing to. And I see him sit there and ball his eyes out and leave that church lost. He came here one time after I started pastoring.
He sat right there and he bawled his eyes out with his mom and his little daughter right beside him.
Had it been for the Lord, Keith wouldn't have got a chance. He rejected him, though. And he died out there on Brevard Road one night, way up in the night, cut his lights off, rubbed from a cough, get a fire hydrant, cut his car flat tire, and killed him. I stood and preached his funeral. But you know what? The Lord gave him his opportunity. The Lord gave him his chance. Hadn't been for the Lord, he wouldn't have had a chance. Me and you wouldn't have a chance. Keith didn't go to hell because he didn't have a chance. Hadn't been for the Lord, we'd all died and went to hell. But he said, I will come. I'm thankful for that spirit. because David dwells in God's presence.
He said, our help might be in the name of the Lord. Is that what it said? No, it didn't. It said, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Hadn't been for the Lord, we wouldn't have no help. We wouldn't have no hope.
There wouldn't be no salvation. Wouldn't be able to stand up here and read those red letters that Trevor read to us.
That whosoever will let him come. And then to the Lord, we would be in our condemnation to hell.
I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I can meditate in my walk with the Lord, and I can look back and I can look at all the times that if it hadn't been the Lord, hadn't been the Lord, I'd have quit 20 years ago. Why just 20 years ago? Because to be honest with you, that's when the devil started trying to split my life right into pieces. He worked on me a lot before that day. When that trouble came up between my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, and my family, I thought everything in the world was over. If it hadn't been the Lord, it would have been, because God was dealing with this old boy to preach. If it hadn't been the Lord and the call of God upon my life, I'd quit right there that day. And that time, I'd give up. If it hadn't been the Lord, all those times when I've been so sorrowful, broken, and felt like giving up, I would have. If it hadn't been the Lord, I lost communication with my sister 20 years ago. And just here a couple weeks ago, God restored it. If it hadn't been the Lord, that wouldn't have happened. The devil had me give up all that time ago. If it hadn't been the Lord, I'd have never surrendered to the call of God 12 years ago. If it hadn't been the Lord, I wouldn't be right here today as I'm at. And it's not me. But I'm going to tell you what. It wasn't Joseph. It wasn't Moses. It wasn't Elijah. It wasn't Elisha. It wasn't Isaiah. It wasn't all them men back through the Word of God. It wasn't Peter. It wasn't Paul. It wasn't Matthew. It wasn't Luke. It wasn't John. It hadn't been the Lord. That's the one. I was reading this sermon over there. About over there, Hezekiah, when Sennacherib and them had sent out the word to him. Oh, and they're saying, look at all these other gods that we went up against and we've conquered. And it named them off, all them other countries and all them other people over there that they'd overcome. And they said, you think your God's going to deliver you? It hadn't been the Lord. They couldn't have got delivered. Oh, Hezekiah, they dropped down the sackcloth and the ashes and they got down to business with God. If it hadn't been the Lord, they wouldn't have got deliverance. If it had not been the Lord at the head of fire, when Elijah went to calling out, he'd have been just like the prophets of Baal. He'd have been a jumping and a cutting and a worrying and a sweating. But you know what? I don't read where Elijah, where he got tore up over there that day. No, he didn't. Because why? Because he knew his God, and he knew his God could answer by fire. Hey, if it hadn't been the Lord, Chandy, hey, that's why we don't give up. That's why we don't quit. That's why there's nowhere to go. That's why I was listening to Brother Brian Roberts preach this evening, and it fired me up on the way to church. Because if it hadn't been the Lord, like so many today that have been laid out by the wayside, that the turning from the house of God, that the quitting on these things, I'm going to tell you what, I'd have been right tired with on my. If it hadn't been the Lord. It ain't because I'm big and strong. It ain't because I'm tough and strong-willed. It's because of who my Lord is. That's what gets me tore up sometimes and excited. I know it ain't me.
I'll tell you a little old something. I sat there. I had scripture on my mind. Oh, my wife had scripture on my mind this evening. I got to the house. I sat there and meditated on it. I was just as sure as the world I was going to preach that tonight, Jay. I was so confident, I just laid right back in my recliner and took me a nap. That's how much I know God has settled my heart, and I was going to preach that tonight. Turned just a little bit, God opened my eyes, and I thought it's time to get to read a little, and I thought, what was that scripture? Son? I couldn't find it. I couldn't think it. I couldn't remember it. And trust me, you're talking to a man. I know how sure I was on that God had my soul settled this evening. And I couldn't go with it. And the next thing I know, he's a settling. Hadn't been the Lord. And I told her, I said, I'm scared to death. I said, it's all I've got. She said, how many times have you said that? And he ended up saying that she's so thankful you didn't know. Because tonight, they wouldn't have been a word said if it hadn't been the Lord. I'm so glad I know it's not me. I'm so glad that it ain't Dane Rice. I'm so thankful. Young man said, it's him. And if it hadn't been, the battle would have, the snare would have never been broken. And our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I'm thankful it ain't in my name because I'm dying one day. Brian was a priest and he said, I want to always be the pastor. So if he'll go move me on or he'll take me out. And I'm thankful tonight that it ain't going to be. It ain't been about Harold Cable. It ain't been about Randy Sluger. It ain't been about Matthew Sims. No, that ain't what's kept Community Chapel on going for the Lord. It hadn't been the Lord. It ain't been Dean Rice. It ain't been every man that's ever stood, but it's been the God he's been preaching. It ain't been every soul that sat on a pew, it's the God they were serving. That's what keeps this church going on. If it hadn't been the Lord, it wouldn't. It had died out a long time ago. I'm thankful tonight for the 124th Psalm. We need to give thanks unto the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. If it hadn't been for him coming here to bring us out of condemnation instead of placing us into it where we already were, if it hadn't been him, we'd have no hope. I told you, I might be a little short tonight. But it's what the Lord gave us, and I'm thankful tonight for my Lord. I'm thankful if it hadn't been him, they wouldn't nothing ever get accomplished. I'm thankful. I appreciate you.